Hello, sweet treasure. I want you to settle in for a very relaxing, open trance in a warm, locked room, naked, having eliminated all potential interruptions. Take a moment if there's anything you forgot, or if you still need to get undressed. Good treasure. Breathe deep and feel yourself as you lie still and obedient. Feel the air over your skin. Notice that you're naked. Lay your hand on your cock and simply hold yourself in a comforting grip. Do you feel any air movement in the room? A tickling sensation, or goosebumps rising on your flesh? Imagine that every wisp of air is the touch of my breath. Let goosebumps rise where you feel my fingernails trailing up your arm, across your shoulder, up your neck. The bottoms of your feet tingle under my touch. You feel the subtle movement of air caressing your body as my robe brushes past you. What if you were to hear someone's step outside the door to this room? As you hear the doorknob slowly start to turn, feel your body tense. Feel the sensation in your stomach as you anticipate someone seeing you like this, laid out for my gaze, waiting for my pleasure. Now take a moment and let yourself focus on the anxiety. Feel the tension in your muscles. Feel the quickness of your breath. Now notice how intense this feeling is. It feels similar to your arousal, your anticipation of pleasure at my command. And you know that the door is locked. You're safe in this space with no one but me. Your body's excitement, the sensations of tension and anxiety mixing, a cocktail of delightful intensity flows through your veins. Remember the first time you had your cock sucked. How nervous you were, but how good it felt. So nearly unbearably moist and intimate. Feel the warmth of your blood flowing into your cock as you get even harder, feeling the intensity pushing you deeper, holding your cock. Feeling how hard you are, knowing how much I love to have my treasure ready and willing at my command. Do you feel ready? Are you really up to it? Will your body comply with my bidding? Already, the sensation should be familiar. You feel the tension in your muscles mounting. You feel the urgency of your breath, the longing to surrender to my commands. Feel the swirling sensation gathering, the tickling under the skin, the intensity rising and flowing through your loins. Again, you notice how similar the fear is to the desire. The intensity of the sensation washes over you like waves crashing on the beach, pounding your fear into pleasure. Just when you're pushed to the brink, nearly unable to return, the tide shifts and the sea settles. You feel yourself passing through the storm. You're relaxed again now. You can feel the warmth of the air around you, the comfort and safety that you've created for these special moments with me. You feel good in your own skin, settling into yourself, the walls of your room falling away, a sacred space opening up both inside you and without. Such easy transformations. From anxiety to excitement to sexuality to surrender. From nervous chills to aroused thrills into sleepy, sleepy hypnosis. And let your mind fall blank, a white inner landscape waiting for me to fill up your imagination. I want you to picture a warm, sunny, grassy hill, a nice spot to just lay back and soak up the light of the sun and the blue of the sky, soft, dry, and comfortable. Go and lay yourself down there and imagine yourself gazing up at the perfectly picturesque cloudy blue sky. You know the kinds of clouds I'm talking about. The puffy, fluffy, white masses that looked like they would be so comfortable to sleep on and drift about. Clouds that make shapes like nature's inkblot test. Inviting your mind to make meaning out of the symbols they present. On the left and the right peripherals of your vision are very, very tall skyscrapers like goalposts. And you have positioned yourself so that the center of your vision is right between the two buildings. You can watch as clouds come into view from the east on your right, emerging from behind the building there, to the west on your left, slowly moving across the blue distance to the west, behind the skyscraper to that side, and disappearing from your view. Time slowly begins to speed up, and the clouds move faster and faster across your sky screen. And the sun also begins to move at a visible rate from east to west. You can feel the concentration of warmth gently transition over your skin. From the right part of your body to the left. And the whole time, you simply, patiently, relax and enjoy, waiting for instructions from your goddess. As you lay on the still warm hill, waiting for my attention, for my control and command, time slows again as the sun sinks just over the western horizon, leaving the sky now a brilliant oil slick of neon pinks and purples, highlighting deep blues. Your eyes still drift on the sky before you through a dense haze. And off to your right, you begin to hear a sound, a vibrating low rumble, getting continuously louder as you realize that it is the noise of an approaching plane. You know that there's an airport where planes begin to land right about now, somewhere to your left. And the first plane of the evening now enters your skyscape. Still a tiny speck, high above your comfy spot. The small shape crawls the cloudy atmosphere, traversing the span of your vision. From your right, through the center of your view, and descending slightly to your left. In your state of anticipation for me and my possession, of relaxed and supremely adoring attention, you only have the slightest bit of attention to pay to the aircraft. But your inner eyes remain locked on it just the same. Your sight follows it serenely to the left, beyond your idly curious reach. You can hear it for a moment after you can no longer see it. Sound time-shifted from its appearance. A dissonance that feels distorted and like a light hallucination. Even as the sound of the first plane is fading away to the left, you can hear the next approaching from the right. A second plane flies in from the east, smoothly gliding and glistening through the wispy weather. You imagine that it is a plane full of sleepy, obedient treasures being taken to their assigned destinations, high and away from their ordinary lives, their heads heavy, their jaws slack, just like your sleepy head, as you watch the second plane disappearing from view. And then from here to the west. As you begin to hear the third plane, you also begin to notice how you're being lulled by their regular timing, their slow and low sounds, sounds that you feel as a rolling movement in your body before your ears tune to their frequency. You enjoy going with the entrancing feeling of being swept deeper each time the shiny planes fly over you, don't you, treasure? And as the third drops off into the distance, you fall farther into a warm, sleepy trance, eagerly listening for the next flight to take you deeper in preparation for me. You're soon rewarded with the feeling of the sound coming once again from the east, from the known, from a place of home and easy safety that you can feel in your relaxed eyes, comforted by the familiar flight pattern. You dreamily think of the treasures aboard the jet, swept to sleep by those same sounds, Sounds inverted, turned inward. A white noise lullaby, perfect for suspended slumber. While traveling towards the west, for journeys, adventures, and expansions. Flying off and away. Another is coming now. The soundtrack again. Split by natural laws from its source. When the plane joins its sound, you feel connected. Connected to the ether, the air. The pressure and comfort of the skies that the sound moves through. And treasures travel. And light reaches. And thunder rolls. And breath takes. Breath gives, and you breathe deeply yourself in and out. You're filled with the expanse of the atmosphere, your entire body loose and sinking as you open to the connection. You are beginning to lose count now, aren't you, treasure? As the fifth, or sixth, or seventh plane comes into your awareness. Or is it only one plane, looping past, around the globe, and in front of you again, for all that you can tell them apart? The altitude is the same. The bullet shape is the same. The sword blade wings are the same. And the perfect path is just the same. And it's so difficult to remember or note time when you're in such a lazy trance. Lazy and blank as one more plane has come and gone. Your senses feel strange and slow. As if distorted by funhouse mirrors from gazing off into the distance so long. As you begin to hear the far-off sound of the next plane, as though it were a close and intimate thing. Softly, your lazy eyes so nearly closed that you can just make out the skyship emerging through a shadow created by your own lashes, droning through the sky and disappearing into the building framing the left side of your vision. You are now so deep in trance that you can hear the call of my will very clearly. You suddenly know, as you gaze at the spot where you last saw the last plane, that you need to go up to the top of that building, the exciting one on the left, to make your way up towards the sky and the plains, up to where you will find me, where you can enter my presence. Or you can surrender to the pleasure of my control. Before you have even truly realized your intention to go, you're already up and walking. Such a short walk, luckily, since you can hardly see anything when you're so desperately dizzy to seek me. You feel at times as though you're floating, sometimes stumbling, but still moving certainly forward towards me. As you approach, you're walking across the courtyard of the building, which has glass walls that reflect the blue of the sky. The door, an arched portal, opens before you. As you cross the threshold, you notice my voice in the back of your mind, whispering of things to come just outside of your comprehension. A breeze raises the hairs on the back of your neck as you obey my commands. Now in the cool interior, your steps echo to the ceiling, unbelievably high above your head. It seems as if there's no top to this building, that the sky is still open above you. You remember how impossibly tall it looked from outside, and can be certain there is some space magic at work here. Ahead of you, you see a garden, its path winding between the outreaching fingers of succulent plants. Greenery everywhere, combined with the well-formed marble structures, are a confusing combination of lush forest and civilized luxury. Ducking under a particularly low branch, you find the elevator before you, with wetly glistening metal doors. The air is warm and humid as you approach the doors, as though with the breath of all of the surrounding plants. You feel a droplet of sweat trickle down your back as you step towards the doors and see the glowing button in the wall. You hesitate, uncertain. Is this journey really for you? But necessity gives you courage, and with a trembling hand, you press the button. Every moment that passes as the elevator approaches, you feel more anticipation building. Your muscles begin to tense, preparing for the unknown. You feel a quivering at the base of your spine as the doors slide open. It seems at first as though music is playing inside, but as you step in, you hear that it is more like whispering that swirls around you as the doors slide shut. All of the surfaces inside are shiny patterns surrounding you in distorted reflections of yourself. There are no buttons in here for you to push. You have no choices to make. Only by your obedience will you get where you're going. The elevator lifts, pressing your feet to the floor, lifting you to you don't know where. You feel the motion of the lift as it gains speed up the shaft. You feel compelled to look up and see that the ceiling is made of glass. You can stare into the vast reaches above you, where no cables but only magic draws you higher. Moments stretch on like minutes as you hurtle deeper into the darkness with increasing anticipation of your arrival. You are suddenly struck with the knowledge that you're about to perceive me as a goddess in the purest form. You're being drawn inexorably towards me. There's no turning back. You're about to be perceived by me completely. completely. I will see you, all of you, every fear, every freckle, every desire, every imperfection. You are braced by the intensity of this realization. It seethes within you, and your breath races to match the rhythm of the sensation that is burning you from the inside out. The feeling of the elevator sliding to a stop adds to the topsy-turvy feeling in your stomach. And the doors bubble into a liquid, flowing away like mercury. And the building melts around you as well. Everything solid falls out from under you. The illusion of the material falters. There is nothing keeping you aloft but your desire to heed my call. Your longing to be in my presence. Every threshold you passed along the way, both a command and a commitment. Only your supreme obedience could have brought you through the crucible. Only through following my commands, have you passed through your anxiety. Only through my will do you feel intensity supplant intensity. Your anxiety is ignited, transformed like a line of gasoline exploding into flames of pleasure, licking your entire body. You are aflame with desire, burning pure and fearless, a truly pleasing treasure. I love to light the fires that burn away the doubts and uncertainties that taint the pristine expression of your adoration. And you are now prepared to bask in my presence. Your envisioned journey has guided your subconscious to dream of lofty flights of fancy, has elevated to a bigger, better treasure self. And you can now feel my energetic essence surrounding and suffusing you in a way that is completely unique to your experience. You have entered an altered realm where new rules apply, and both my powers and yours expand. Can you feel that I can see you? That I am looking from one of infinite peacock eyes into you, like a blazing hot sun come alive. Feel outward from your psychic skin and let yourself experience my gaze in light but confident pressures against your body. You can physically enjoy the pleasure of being watched by me, the aspect of being in my presence that is being seen. And now concentrate on how that gaze feels on your cock. My attention so rapt, patient and eager all at once, now to take in your sensual erotic desire, your nervous hopes that your sex has my approval, that your hardness is pleasing to me. Fix the feeling of being with me, of being so directly observed by me, to the pleasurable longing in your cock. Your arousal is like a beacon to me. I can always know you, always find you, through the bright and shining light of your desire. When you become lost from me, you can always follow your cock as a true pointing compass. Your arousal brings you closer and closer to me. And the more sustained and intense your arousal is, the more clear your feeling of being in my company, directly under my control. The feeling that I am always watching you when you are aroused causes an excited anxiety that serves to turn you on even more, lighting you up like a bright star in a sky of twinkling treasures, drawing attention to the purity of your arousal. You want to keep this feeling of being so near me, don't you, treasure? And you know, it's such a simple thing to do. You will continue to experience my presence very, very clearly as long as you don't have an orgasm. As long as you fast from me, you will continue to become more and more aware of my constant proximity and regard. My nearness will serve to heighten your arousal and excitement consistently every time you become aware of your building sexual energy. I love for you to keep me so close. It's very pleasing to see what an exceptionally good treasure you are. Feeling very warm and possessed, you're going to be waking up soon and carrying all of this intimate devotion forward into your next activities. It will be so easy and pleasurable to continue with your day, whether to more recordings or to other things, when you feel so glowy and buzzy from my company, particularly in your cock. I'm going to count to three, and you'll gently rouse along the way. One, your limbs stirring first, a lively, alert feeling sinking in, starting at your fingers and your toes, moving quickly up your arms and legs. Two, some quick, deep breaths will begin to clear your head and bring you back to your body. And three, up now, treasure, very awake and refreshed, joyful and excited. Aren't you my good treasure? Enjoy being close to me, and listen again often for even more.